Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back. This is a live stream portion or version of the Break Room, a place where you can go to stop, relax, collect your thoughts, pump the brakes, and come back stronger. You know me, I'm Mike. How you doing? I'm here today, tonight, I should say, because I want to go over a performance that has everybody up in a tizzy. It's the water cooler conversation. It is, of course, the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime show. Now, what I want to say about this performance is that I overall enjoyed it, but I want to go over it again. I want to go over it. I want to know what y'all think. I want to break down some things, analyze pretty much the performance, and just get a feel of, like, is it overhyped? Is it overblown? Was it a good performance? Was it bad? What to take from it? So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to log on to YouTube. Shout out to YouTube. And I'm going to actually play it. Now, NFL, Apple Music, relax. Do not flag me for this. I do not own this, obviously, this content. And I respect that. So please don't block me. It's my first YouTube stream. Let's see what we do. Let's see how it goes, okay? Let me turn it on right now. Let me play Kendrick Lamar's Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show. So let's watch it together. And it's about 13 minutes long, 14 minutes long. Let's watch it together and let's see what we think, all right? Here it is.
The National Football League welcomes you to the Apple Music Super Bowl 59 halftime show.
All right. Here we are.
Salutations! It's your Uncle Sam. And this.
Now, before we start, I just want to say I appreciate that Samuel Jackson, an OG like him in his 70s now, a man who was a pallbearer, I believe, at Dr. King's funeral, from what I understand, HBCU alumni. I want to say he went to Morehouse, I believe. I think. You know, don't quote me on that. Former Black Panther. And a man that's been down for the cause for a long time. And an accomplished actor. Not an Oscar winner, but that don't mean nothing. His movies are like in the billions as far as what he's accrued over his illustrious career. So shout out to Samuel Jackson. We should all give him his flowers. And I want to say my first impression of this performance of him is that it was a mixture of between his Django Unchained role, where he was being an Uncle Thomas. Well, I should say Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom is not accurate. A Sambo type of dude for Leonardo DiCaprio. And I also want to say he also emulated the theme of To Pimp a Butterfly. To Pimp a Butterfly was a album from 10 years ago now. 10 years ago next 10 years I'm sorry 10 years ago next month in March. That was an album that was all about him sonically going from one sound to more funk, more jazz, more blues. He really tapped into the Black American aesthetic musically, sonically, Kendrick. And he also had a theme and a narrative that the album partially being played out through these skits that were like about Uncle Sam or Black people's relationship to America. So that was very apropos to have Samuel Jackson play Uncle Sam and kind of reprise this role or this character. So let's get to it.
It's the Great American Game.
My Gemini twin back powering up. No more handshakes and hugs. The energy only circulate through us. Everybody must be judged. But this time, God only favoring us. 20 years in, still got that pen dedicated to a bare hard truth. Etiquette speak with a vision and tongue. Predicate this time is. I'm carrying heavier hearts right now. Like a power lift with Olympians too. Carrying various darts right now. I deserve this like tiramisu. We go body for body. I need you a body. I'm probably
that tiramisu record that we got from that trailer from before GNX dropped. Remember, this is not on the GNX album. So this tiramisu record is still not anywhere to be found as far as records, except for Kendrick's private stash. Who knows what happens with this? Let's see.
A better masseuse. Really don't bother nobody, but they run it by me. If I got to create out the room, you would not get the picture. If I had to sit you for hours in front of the loop, would not have a soul. Even if I told you to stand next to Johnny and Q, starting with nothing but government cheese, but now I can seize the government too. Remember the fools, them color was tan and brown, but now the 100 and blue. Remember I said on the greatest back when you debated the number one and number two. Topic was always hilarious to me. You carried them to me, I brought out the
topic. He said, I don't want to butcher his lyrics and I feel like I'm not going over them, but he kind of alludes to the idea that yeah, I always said there was a number one and number two. That topic was hilarious to me. I carried him something. So he's still in the competitive spirit. Supposedly the song's called Body, but who knows?
The revolution about to be televised. You picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
Someone better squabble. Reincarnated, I'm a stargazer. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. Hot key, keep a horn on me, that kamasi. IP, ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. Dunk, baby, rocking it. Queer pro quo, what you want, cause I'm watching it. Broke on the flow, let me know if you clocking it. Brody won't go, but I know that he popping it. It was worth tickets on sale till I silenced it. Pipe down, young, this a whole other politics. That's a what in them, that's a lot of what. Don't hit him, he got kids with him, my apologies. Ghetto child, he was black, he mouths with the smear off. We outside, what about to kill him off. Plaps, plaps, fat, brick her off. Tell me why you.
I ain't gonna front.
Boys rapping.
I don't know why he's wearing bootcut jeans. With those
if you fixing up, tell me why you boys fed if it's coming up.
You should be wearing boots.
Hey, Doc, can I get a drop? No, hey, boom, boom, from the west side of the synagogue.
The jeans kind of threw me off the whole performance. No disrespect.
Full moon, let the wolves out. I've been a dog.
Like his jacket, though. It's a Gloria,
squabble up.
It's a
squabble.
Gloria jacket, the PG Lane coat.
Well, no, squabble up. Squabble
jacket, I would say.
No, squabble
up. It says Gloria, Gloria. And that's the last track on his album. And Gloria is, of course, a personification for his pen game.
Squabble up.
No. Too loud. Too reckless. Too ghetto. Mr. Lamar, do you really know how to play the game? Then tighten up.
Do you know how to play the game? At this point, if you remember the imagery from the start of the performance, it was the triangle, the circle, the X's, all that stuff. Shout out to PlayStation. But yeah, that represents gaming. Also, Squid Games has those same symbols. And Samuel Jackson is now saying, are you ready to play the game? What is the game?
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa Norton was a counterfeit. Now I'm counting this. How much I win my accountant was not fat. I'm counting this. Tuesday with my Kool-Aid tastes like Kool-Aid for the analysts. Girl, knocking by you, the world with my taste up. I know it's good when you're sitting on my taste buds. I can wait to get it for sure. Let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then I break it down. Then we call it Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the.
Humble is like a diamond record. It's sold like 10 million and counting. And this is before like the last 2-3 years. So if I'm mistaken, when people say, what records are we going to play? What records are he going to, you know, go off of? This is a big record for him.
Hey, you folk.
Hey,
eat up your per diem. You just gotta hate them for me. If I quit your BM, I still got Mercedes. If I quit the season, I still be the greatest. Boom.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, pull a baby in the be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla, holla.
Be humble.
Holla. Is that you?
You're
all right.
What's good? What's good?
Chilling, chilling. Yeah, all right, good. So you caught me in the 4 minutes in. I was going over the Super Bowl halftime show, do like a little live stream. Did you watch it last night, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course I did.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right. That's what's up. So basically, we're going over it right now, and I know you already joined 4 minutes in, but you should stay on because right now we're at Humble, and I want to see what you think about the rest of this performance. So I'm gonna press play. All right. All right.
At this point,
what were your impressions thus far? As you saw this so far, what were your impressions?
Hold on a second. Four minutes in.
You cutting up. You might be in a bad spot. You all right? If you want, jump right out. Jump back in. You heard? You cutting up. Hold up. Yeah, my bad, y'all. He was cutting up. He'll jump back in a little bit. Hold up.
I got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter, the boy inside my DNA. That's power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. That's hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. Was born like this, perform like this. Y'all shoot what you weapon, transform like this. Wish y'all shoot button weapon. That's no conviction. Burglars, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Skylar, dead, but Jesus.
So far, as you went to Humble, you see all the black, men dressed in red, white, and blue. And the symbolism is, of course, the American flag, as they all represent. And, of course, the juxtaposition between red and blue and Bloods and Crips. But I do like
this.
Oh, okay, you back, huh? You back.
So I don't know what that's going to do right now.
Okay, anyway, he's caught up.
I was. Hold on. Yeah, I'm out the way, yeah, I'm low, okay. I'm right here with Moto, okay. Thinking I'm by no reaper, I'm reaping what I sow, okay. Cause man,
hey, I was very shocked he did Euphoria, by the way.
Can't sit down at my house, like I'm sure, okay. Hey, okay, man, it's okay, so don't check the survey. Everybody wanna be demon, get chipped by the throwaway. And I might do a show with me. I'll be so lame, who you thought the money, the proud flame, I'll make you. Have you ever played? Have you ever? Okay, let's play. Have you ever brought your enemy down with a poker face?
I was very shocked that he did Euphoria. Very shocked. Partially because I feel like I had this thing about diss tracks where it's like, I don't think diss tracks should, or battle songs should take real estate in albums. I feel like they should be reserved for like mixtapes, singles, Lucy, etc. But I always feel like most diss records, battle records, they don't deserve to be taking real estate. in a battle rap, or in an album cut, as an album cut. But Euphoria, the way he performs it, you know, studio wise, his studio performance of it, the lyrics, the pockets that he found, the beat switches, I'm very keen on that record. More, I mean, not saying more than Not Like Us, but it's up there, just neck and neck for me as far as potent records. So when he performed that, I said, oh shoot. I mean, I was happy when he performed it at the pop-up shop. So to see him perform this here, I was like, oh, he's feeling himself. He's feeling himself and his skill level on Euphoria. So shout out to him.
And like no job breaks here, for the sense Parma Lee, it's KDOT. Bun! I deserve it all. Keep these bums away from me. Keep my essence contagious, that's okay with me. Burn this thing down, don't you play with me, stay with me. Fashion out right now, hit ain't safe for me. Did it with integrity, these boys try to hate on me. Just wait and see, more blood be spilling, it's just paid to me. Dangerously, ain't no changing me, ain't no shame.
So here he's doing Man in the Garden. Is that, Jeff, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I hope my service is a little better now.
Hope so. But anyway, right now you caught up with Man in the Garden. And some people had like a controversial opinion how like a record like this shouldn't be at the Super Bowl, or a bunch of his records that he performed last night shouldn't be at the Super Bowl. They're not.
I listened to it. I heard it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Pardon me.
Go ahead.
Initially, when I heard Joe say it, I kind of agreed with him.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like a song that should be played on like a mega platform. At least at the time.
Okay.
But so Kendrick. No, Kendrick never ceased to amaze me. I'll just say that. He never ceased to amaze me.
What I will say is that what I will say with Man of the Garden is that it fits into the narrative of him being a man who could perform in any theater or any like he doesn't mind showing theater. Like he doesn't mind slowing it down, toning it down, turn the lights off. Let's get intimate for a second. So you can hear my words and hear where I'm coming from. I remember Ice-T years ago. Ice-T said like the reason why in the 80s his albums had a lot of simple beats, he that was on purpose because he wanted the listener to really pay attention to what he was saying. So he wanted the lyrics to stand out more than anything. So
yeah, and that makes sense.
Right. So sometimes when you see certain songs like Man of the Garden from Kendrick, or a few records from Mr. Morale, he's really trying to, it seems like he's really trying to slow down the tempo to get you to think. I mean, he recently did it with Watch the Party Dry. Like, sometimes he's very focused on you connecting with his lyrics. So this is definitely a prime example. But I like the way this setup was at the, you know, the way they had it here. But let me press play.
Or the dangerous me or the famous me.
How
would not get the point?
That will happen.
From the points in the game, I speak.
You gonna say something? I don't know.
I was gonna say my initial.
Change me. Was, it's important. I deserve it.
I guess we're good.
What was your?
My bad. My initial thought was that those type of songs weren't necessarily meant for like a corporate, a super corporate event like that. That's gonna be viewed by 100, because Kendrick to me is ain't no big three, it's big me, you know what I'm saying, to me.
Yeah.
But some of his songs, especially like the album cuts, weren't necessarily meant for a stage like that. But he completely proved me wrong. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I there were reservations early on about what's he gonna perform? What is album worthy? I mean, not album worthy. What is Super Bowl worthy? Will it be boring? Will it be whatnot? You know, what will it be? And I never felt like he needs to prove anything of that sort, because he just did the pop out show and he saw a sample of what he can do on a grand stage. I mean, He's done right. tours. He's done tours where he's done choreography and theater right. and all that stuff. Like he can be a performer of the highest order. It's just that I think what it is people don't like hearing his content. His content. Mm-hmm. I think they want like just, you know, turn up.
This poppy feel, turn up, happy turn feel up. Good.
And I don't want to sound like an elitist mm-hmm. when I say that. I don't want to sound like an elitist at all when I say that. I'm not trying to come off that way. But I feel like a lot of people who critique him as far as his stage presence or what they were going to anticipate for his Super Bowl, they were already yearning for a failure or of some sort from him because they just don't like his music. So, you can't win for losing, you know.
Oh, because it's why. Why you think you deserve the greatest of all time?
Oh, see, you brought your homeboys with the old culture cheat code. Scorekeeper, deduct one life.
Wonder why he said deduct one life instead of one point. I wonder what that means. What's the significance of deducting one life?
What?
By the way, jigging the whole show. He's dancing, vibing. He's in a groove. He's in a trance. Like he's just chilling.
Yeah, you could tell he like in every sort of great Kendrick performance that I've seen, it's almost like he's possessed, but like in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Like he's right. possessed by the soul of like the music, like the.
He's in trance. He's in a trance.
He's in trance. Yeah, that's probably a better word. That's a better word.
Yeah, but he's rocking out here. Hold up.
Yeah, he's vibing.
Peek-a-boo. I just put the buggers in my chain.
Peek-a-boo.
80 pointers like a Kobe game.
Peek-a-boo.
7-6 tools to make them blink.
Peek-a-boo.
I'm popping out your band, that's what my name.
Peek-a-boo.
I put 2 foreigns on a 4-5.
Peek-a-boo.
That's Scotchy Pepper if I'm doing pasta.
Peek-a-boo.
Why you acting tough on IG Live?
Peek-a-boo.
You know my loved ones with that. Let's get it.
Those boot cut jeans definitely are funnier than me. You weren't on the stream when I said this earlier. Those bootcut jeans, I'm just like, dog, where are your boots at? So it looks funny him watching the performance.
They definitely look funny. Yeah, they definitely look funny. They look funny.
You're not going to bat 1,000 out here, so what are you going to do?
They definitely look funny.
It's your boy, Chuck E. Cheese. I FaceTime my eye, I'm on the street. It's AZZ, I put the boys to sleep. He on the ground, praise God, and stomping feet. Ladies, I want to make a move. I want to perform their favorite song. But you know they love to sue.
What song?
They love to sue.
Yeah, that song.
That song.
Oh, maybe I think about it.
Oh, no.
Know what? I slow it down. Say, ladies, do me this solid.
Ooh.
Oh, you done lost your damn mind.
This world were mine.
Hey, Roman number 7, babe. Drop it.
I'm going to keep it real here. I don't think we need a scissor for this performance. I don't think we need a scissor, but let me keep going.
Life is high. This world okay. was mine. I take your dreams and make them multiply. This world was mine.
She's
I take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that life. Hit them strictly with that fire.
This world concrete flowers grow. Our dreams, she only do what she know. We kiss, keep popping on the low. Better days coming for sure. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give nobody no sympathy.
I'm giving a fuck. We didn't need this part. We didn't need this part. All the stars in my shit.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a morgue, bring a sword, but you can't bring the truth to me. Pumping you and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence. Promises all in your conversation. I hate those that feel entitled. Look at me crazy because I ain't invite you. Oh, you're important. You the moral to the story. You ain't Gussin. I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A smart percentage who I'm building with.
I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning on my mama.
Maybe
Solana.
Tonight that my dreams might let me go. All the stars are doomed, so all the stars are doomed, so all the stars are
I just want to say that was a better performance than Luther, to be honest. That was they nailed it there.
What I'm talking about, that's what America wants. Nice and calm. You almost there. Don't mess this.
Oh no.
It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the flow.
Cultural divide.
Really about to do it.
40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
They get on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like butt. Must that home a beat, bro, deep, bro, in rap. He a freak, though, man, damn, call like Ember Lamb. Tell him, please.
When he came on. Oh, my cousin Andy here. What up, Andy?
So, sorry.
What up? Andy to Jeff, Andy.
Andy, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
So Andy, we're just going over the halftime show real quick. It's almost done though, but I may have to redo it because I just peeped that I used the NFL account. So of course, you know what they did.
You think they blacked some shit out?
I got the email talking about the copyright just now. So what I might do is I might redo it and then and use some, because there's a bunch of cats out there who've had to upload their own version. And that might not be copyrighted, so but I'm gonna play this out though, just in case.
No doubt.
It's almost over.
Oh, speaking of, this is a brand new thing for me. Is there cussing allowed on this platform?
Yeah, we can cuss on.
We can speak candidly.
Yeah. But what I'm gonna do, Jeff, is I'm probably gonna reboot this, and then I'll put you as an audience so me and Andy can start, because Andy's supposed to get on earlier and he was caught up. So I might say this recording, but also restart. You heard?
I know that.
So, but let me play this out though.
All right.
Boys cut across, they walk around like peas. What's up with these Jordanio? Trying to see Compton. In the street can hate me, bump them all in their mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. Been a crash on his body. I'm John Stockton. What? Beat your and hide the Bible if God watches. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up the score. Walking down the whole time, I know he got some hoe. Paul, that's the bully the fro. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chuck, the only one to get your hammy down.
Did y'all think he was gonna come out and perform this or not?
Yeah. I was kind of like 80-20.
Why 80-20?
Just because of all the hoopla. I felt like he had to perform this song. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's the biggest song of the year, and I'm pretty sure it's part of the reason why he got chosen to be on that platform. Mm. But then again, you know what I'm saying? That some of the content. Mm. You know what I mean?
You think they're not gonna let him perform the song that wins 5 Grammys?
Well, he was announced as the Super Bowl performer before the Grammys.
Yeah, that. But still, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people were saying that, you know, oh wow, now that the lawsuit is in place, he's not gonna be able to perform the song. And I knew the whole time, like, they're, you know, if they didn't take the song down already, then I knew that they would let him perform that song. It would be easy to bleep that part of the song out. If the crowd sing the words, that's up to the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any control, but just that's exactly what they did. They bleeped out pedophile, you know.
Right. And they have an opportunity to bleep out, sort of mute the crowd. But they, you notice that they let the crowd say minor.
Yeah, they let the crowd be heard. Yes, sir.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. But I wasn't all the way sure. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping. But, you know, sometimes politics and, you know what I'm saying, the industry, music industry, and just major business industry, corporations, sometimes it gets funky. So I wasn't all the way sure. But I was hoping, and I was pleasantly surprised. And he teased us because he knew that a lot of people were feeling that way. You know what I mean? I think he intentionally teased us.
I see the big debate now online. The big debate is, you know, the halftime show wasn't good. You know, Kendrick was boring. We didn't know the songs. But to the point that you made, Jeff, it's like they knew who was performing. I'm 100,000% sure they knew his lineup. They knew exactly what songs he was gonna do. So I feel like they like this is Jay-Z in control and whoever else, you know, they knew if his songs were big enough. They knew if everybody was gonna know the words to the songs. You know, he had more popular songs, but they chose to choose the more current songs for Reese.
Right. But also, you have to consider that there are probably more people who are tuning into the Super Bowl for the Super Bowl than they are than the halftime show. So there are a lot of people who just want to watch football, who in middle of America and different places of the country who have no idea who Kendrick Lamar is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So when you hear that, or there's a halftime show, there's somebody performing, a ton of them, millions and millions of them, don't have any idea who this person is. And that's why a lot of them are going to hate it, because if it's not some good old rock and roll, like what is this thing? I want to watch football. And you got some guy speaking truth to, you know what I mean? Truth to power. Black truth to power on America's greatest stage. A lot of people are oblivious to that.
Well, I did hear, not to jump in on you, but I did hear a coworker. And she said, "What is this?" She told me, "What is this thing? Like, what was I watching? Like, I don't get it, and we don't need that on football Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday."
Yeah, I got a ton of that too at work.
It's too much. Yeah. Mind you, he didn't come out with a black beret and fight the power flag and the guns and stuff. He wasn't exactly Huey Newton. He didn't have no bow tie and some bean pies. He was just expressing himself artistically. But for some people, it seems like if you're a certain hue, a certain color, then expressing yourself may feel abrasive just by existing. But that's another topic. So I did see some of that as well.
I saw it.
But let me, this video is almost over. So let's end it. And then I might have to reboot it because of the copyright. But let's see.
Let them boys come across, they walk around like tees. What's up with these Jordani, yo? Trying to see Compton. In the street, can hate me, bump them all in their mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. Been a crash on his body, I'm John Stockton. Be choking and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up
the
score.
The jeans were bothering me, the bootcut jeans. I don't know how you felt about them.
But yeah, I ain't like the jeans. I ain't like the jeans either.
That's what the swag is right now. I'm not into the old school bell bottom thing, but that's just what's his style.
Nah, but he kind of like overdid it. He kind of overdid it because sometimes you can swag it out, you know what I'm saying? But he kind of like made it look like.
Yeah, those are like bell bottoms. Niggas be rocking fat jeans, but those are like bell bottoms. Those are very open.
I think those are boot cuts, so they're meant.
Yeah, no, but those are bigger than boot cut. It's like
the bottoms are extra, like
extra
they look
big.
Like bell bottoms, bro. I'm not gonna lie, they look like.
The jacket.
I hit you like I'm young. You better never go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love.
Just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb the only one to get your hand-me-downs. Party at the party playing with his nose down. Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified
pedophile. Now, now that I'm saying that word for a reason, what is up with this word pedophile and why this so polarizing where people are wondering, you can't say that on stage. You can't say that on Fox 5. Like, is it really that much? Is that really that much of a crazy word where you can't say that word? Like,
well, I think essentially, thankfully, this is through a song, but essentially, calling somebody that is considered libel.
Libel or slander?
Listen, yes. Man. Which you can actually get sued for, which is illegal if it's not actual factual. All right. You can get sued for that. You know what I mean?
I'm on a tour. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a? Ain't you tired trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor?
You got that? He was. Is that what the necklace symbolizes? The lowercase A.
No,
I mean that is the A minor symbol,
right? But I believe I believe that is the actual font and spelling of the A in PG
and that as well. But I think they did that on purpose because A minor is an actual musical symbol.
I mean, he's not stupid, so whatever he wears, dons, puts on, raps, everything he does, it's with intention. So you know, or he's aware of what it could be. Inferred as, so I'm not shocked by the chain, but I think primarily he can say, oh, it's about my label, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, guys. Okay, cool. He's wearing a PJ Lane jacket.
Yeah.
They not like us. They not like us.
There's two sides to a coin. Some people are saying, hey, man, you married to a quote-unquote billionaire, et cetera. Don't worry about your ex-boyfriend. Don't dance on his grave. Don't give him that much attention.
Nah, she was hurt. She was hurt.
But at the same time, this dude was throwing subliminals at her and the husband.
And the husband.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude.
And also, of course, she's happily married. But it's not like it's just a regular song, a regular this song. This is the song of the year. And on this song, he's coming to your defense. From Alonzo Dr. Big Benoski goes to Rita. You know what I'm saying? What?
Right.
You know what I mean? What? How you not going to go?
And this is... My bad. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm just getting excited.
No, I was saying, like, you know, this is how long after, you know, has Drake said that about or did the little subliminal in the song and nobody really said anything. And then it's like now Kendrick is the only one standing up for her. You know what I mean? So of course she's gonna come.
Yeah, it's no problem. And her husband is probably right behind her in the back. Her walking too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you talking about my wife? Yeah, go ahead, honey. Come on, go on the biggest stage, and dance for a little bit. You know.
Well, she definitely danced. She was sea walking, and you know, Serena Williams is of course a Compton native, born and raised, and
she lost her sister. She lost her sister to
the gang violence, I believe, or some kind of violence. Kind of street violence. I know.
Yeah,
I know
just street violence. Man.
Yeah. So, but here she is. She's rapping. Yeah,
are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Hold on. I go by the name of K. Dot Dot Kendrick Lamar. Okay, Lama, Mr. Morale. This is GNX. We come all the way from Compton, California, to a party with y'all. Let me hear you say.
Confession. I got a confession. Up until the mustard part of TV Off, the song is okay. It's decent. It's good. But I don't like that beat. The first part of that beat, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It's very basic to me. But his his vocals, his vocal production on the first half, his inflections, they are what save that part of the song for me. Like what do you own? You know, if you go back and listen to TV Off, the first part of
the song,
I like the first part.
I like it because of
let me listen.
I like it because of, you want to play it?
No, that's fire. I like it.
I listen. You gonna play it? Nah.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National.
Grand National.
What?
It's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
I get on that. Yeah, somebody gotta do it.
I made him. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell you, she's bad. Watching. Outside, all from the music.
What?
They like, what he on? This is Alpha and Omega. Welcome home. What? This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a song.
You a man, baby. Y'all don't understand. Pause that.
I even like that part.
Don't put your life in fear. It's not enough. You gotta reach that, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on it. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I mean, yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell G Pad. Watch. Huh. We survived outside, all from the music. Hey, turn this TV off. Ain't with my type activities, then don't you get involved. Hey, what? How many should I see and send them off?
Take a risk.
My dog. Who you with? Couple sergeants and lieutenants for the kid. The revolution been televised. I fell through with the knickknacks. Hey, young, get your chili up. Yeah.
I thought that was you playing it. I'm sorry, cuz.
No, that was you. That was you. But here. I got to play through YouTube. Hold up.
It's not enough.
That's you, my bad.
Selling niggas left, but it's not enough. You bitches that are really stacked, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on it.
The reason why I do like it is because of his vocals on it. It's like
the beat.
He makes it.
Yeah, he rolled the beat the way he was riding.
But bro, you know what made me extra like it? Is because he sampled the Rakim.
Yeah,
what was the name of that song?
Off the 18th letter.
What? Yeah, the R. What, yeah. I heard, I was like, what? That may be extra label.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta do it. I made some niggas mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G pad. Yeah, watch a nigga do it. Huh. We survived outside, all from the music, nigga. What? They like, what he on? This is Alpha and Omega, bitch. Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a nigga gone.
I need you a man, baby. I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something. If you need correction, that's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in this, baby.
So basically,
niggas hands, baby.
I appreciate the way he performed on it. But the actual beat, I don't really care for it. But like I said, once this.
They not like us. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Hold on. I go by the name of K. Dot Dot Kendrick Lamar. Okay, Lama, Mr. Morale. This is GX. We come all the way from Compton, California to a party with y'all. Let me hear you say. They acting bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta.
By the way, y'all, just so y'all know, Heinz made a deal with Mustard over like.
I did see that.
And mind you, if you think about it, it's mostly, not all, but mostly from an alley oop of Kendrick just blurting his name like that.
Of course, it is. I saw a picture of. Mustard holding 5 mustard bottles, just like Kendrick with the 5. Yeah.
So that's a major.
That's
a major alley with a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, so shout out to Kendrick for that, to Mustard.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Nah, he definitely threw the West on his back.
Turn his TV off.
Ain't no other king in this rap thing, they siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. In a city where the flag begin to throw. Pass interference, pad like around a crash. Pulling up in up my truck just to play freeze tag. Bone a pick like it was sea bass. When I made it out, I made about 50K from a show. I showed y'all the ropes before they hung from a rope.
By the way, it was pointed to my attention that most of this performance was just him emceeing, rapping actual lyrics, whether it was a single or
no backtrack.
Cut. Not just that, but whether it's a single or album cut, he was rapping lyrics. And if you think about it, he was not doing the hooks, the chants, not really. Maybe not like us, he did the hook. But if you think about it, all of the songs, SZA did all the stars in Luther, but the other records, he really was just like going into verses heavy, heavy, maybe humble. Other than that,
I got a question too. Was the first, did he do like some unreleased stuff? The first, was the first something unreleased?
The first song he did, because we started we started 44 minutes ago. So the first song he did was the quote unquote tiramisu record. It was the song that he used for the trailer for GNX back in November. When GNX was first announced through a clip of his, he was playing that song. You saw two GNX cars, Grand National cars converging, and he raps that. So people thought that would be on the album, but it wasn't on the album. That's not on the album.
And it sounded like he rapped on. It sounded like he rapped a new verse on one of the.
Yeah, definitely was more. It was more layered. It was more verses. More.
Yeah, he added some layers to some of the verses we already know.
And
he switched the beats up. He switched some of the beats up, so it sounded different then. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, he's feeling the idea that maybe down the line we'll get that record, whether it's a. Deluxe, whether it's something else, but who knows?
Well, he did say that though, right? Deluxe for the GNX?
Yeah, he did say something like that.
They talk about it. I get it. Good for saving face. I seen the cosmetics. Hairs, I gotta take to level my aesthetics. Hurry up. Your muscle up. We up the higher metric. Ran up by the Luxness. I up the highest metric. Super Bowl made a feat. You're diabetic. Mouth, you're full of deceit. Cowards tell it. Walking New Orleans with the etiquette of LA and a Buster! They acting bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my owner, what's up? Turn his TV off.
Game over.
Game over. I haven't heard that phrase.
Game over.
I haven't heard that phrase. It's just a little flip.
Hey.
But
so let me ask you a question. Do you think that was I know you got to cut off, but do you think that was a PlayStation reference or a Squid Game reference?
I think
I've been hearing
it was probably a mixture of both, but more importantly, I guess it was a metaphor for how, you know, just like you said, turn the TV off, stop playing games, you know. And also he could be saying game over as far as whatever drama happened last year, it's over. The game is over.
That's right.
So,
and I've been seeing people say that he had like the PlayStation controller, and then we were in
the triangle X square.
The people with the flag were inside the controller, so it's like America is a game or whatever, they controlling us, or you know, people gonna come up with all they crazy,
all types of conspiracies. Yeah.
Right.
Hey man, with this kind of caliber of artist, you always gotta like do deep dives, keep going back.
That's why I love him, man. And he keeps it open. You know what I mean? He keeps it open. Where
I told people that too on Sunday, people was like, "Yo, that was whack. It was whack." I said, "Let the internet dissect everything. You're not seeing everything. You're not understanding all the pieces. Let the internet dissect everything." Tomorrow, and when you see everything, you might have a change of heart about everything. You know what I mean? Because everything was symbolic. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Well, where do you think? Well, first of all, we didn't get a chance to talk about last week when he won 5 Grammys. I want to ask, what was your impression of that?
I want to get some more light.
But before I do, let me just say this: I never thought I would see a rapper win record or song of the year back to back. Those are usually prestigious awards given to pop acts or jazz artists or et cetera. So when I saw him win those, when I saw him win Songwriter of the Year, I was like, oh, snap. And Songwriter of the Year, it's for not just the writers, but the producers as well. So, you know, the Mustards, the Samples, all that stuff, they went to the engineers. So when he won that last week, I was like, oh, snap. Songwriter of the Year, Record of the Year. Record of the Year, that's what it was, Record of the Year. I was like, wow, okay, he won Record of the Year. And then when it was time for Song of the Year, I'm like, all right, well, he's nominated, but he's not going to win it either. And when he won that, I was like, holy shit, he won Song of the Year as well.
Especially who he was going against, you know, I mean, who he was up against.
The Billie Eilish's, the whoever was on that list. I mean, there was a
Beyonce, right? Wasn't Beyonce part of that category as well?
I don't even remember if she was on for Song of the Year or Record of the Year. I don't remember. But I do remember it was a tough competition. And like mm-hmm. I said, the context of hip hop and rap not always getting that recognition as far as song making ability, song writing ability. You know, I was like, damn. I was like, they gave it to him. Wow, interesting. And then they topped it off with Beyonce when the album of the year. So, by the way, I'm happy for that. You want to know why?
Me too.
But for different reasons, probably. For me, I'm happy that Beyonce won album of the year because I was getting a little fatigued with her complaints of not winning it prior. Not saying she wasn't justified prior. Not saying that she shouldn't have won prior, whether it was Lemonade, whether it was Renaissance, etc. But all right, enough. She finally got hers. We can relax now because remember last year or 2 years ago, Jay was
when Hov did the whole speech.
Yeah, he was. Hov did the whole speech.
I was there. I recorded him. I recorded Jay when he came on the stage and posted that shit on YouTube in real time. They blocked it like instantly. I'm like, I don't know what power Jay got on this internet, but
nah, he's powerful, bro.
I always bring this up. There was a nigga on Instagram. I mean, on Worldstar. He was like an influencer. He used to do skits. And when Jay and Tim did the behind the scenes of the Holy Grail or whatever album they were making, Black and White, the nigga did a skit and he was making fun of Jay-Z, like, yo, the duality of this and that. And then, yo, that shit was like on Top Box World Star. After that, Jay took that shit down. You ain't never seen that nigga ever again. Like, he was done for.
Illuminati?
Man, he is done.
That nigga's like presidential levels, huh?
I can't find the skit, can't find none of his stuff anywhere. And he was a big influencer. But anyway, yeah, man, that was crazy. It was crazy last year, though.
By the way, pet peeve of mine, getting work emails after hours. Come on now. But go ahead. What are we doing out here? Come on. Well, go ahead.
I'm not going to say that's why she won or why she should have won, but I'm sure, you know, lean the shoulder a little bit, lean the eyeball, like a little nudge.
Right.
But I am happy for it.
Yeah, I'm happy for it too. I mean, listen, these people are way better off in their lives than me. And these are not just first world problems. These are first class problems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah.
1% problems.
1%, yeah, these are 1% stress levels. All right. So they good. But I mean, I gotta be honest, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fanatic, you know what I'm saying? She's not my cup of tea musically. I think she's a great performer and a great artist even. But I think she also challenged me in the aspect of, you can be a great artist or a talented artist, but it doesn't mean you're for me. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel.
I respect that.
You know? I don't think you have to like every talented person, rapper, MC, producer, whatever. But you can recognize their value. And that's what she is to me. Don't get it twisted though. Me, Myself, and I is one of my favorite jams ever. But that's 20.
She definitely got some joints.
That's like what? That's 22 years ago. 23 years ago, whatever. But yeah, I'm happy for her. But like I said, I was more shocked. More than Beyonce winning the album of the year, I was way more shocked that a rapper, an artist got record and song of the year. That was like, really? That's
There was something about it that made it seem like, come on now. Like, he got all of those. Like, come on. But
Nefarious, you're thinking like, there's something.
Clean sweet.
I didn't want to say anything like that, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Like,
the timing is crazy.
I would say this. I, for a second, felt that way. I felt like
he's Lucian's new man.
Was Lucian putting the investment in? I think what it is more than anything is that, one, it felt like a dry year as a whole musically. You know, in the spring, summer, you know, Sabrina Carpenter dropped the album. You know, that song Espresso was big. But like, more often than, if you think about it, last year, 2024, maybe on one hand, two hands, you can count how many big records they were. But it wasn't a fruitful year where, like, you know, competition was heavy. So that's where I give it some bail. Like, it could be that a weak year. And also, I would say the song was so undeniable. It's kind of hard to not acknowledge it for at least one of the categories. You know what I'm saying? Like that record is a monster. And you know what's crazy? It's a monster that kind of has, in my opinion, exceeded its original shelf life. You know, this record dropped in like early May. It should have been done in like, what, September? All right, since the season's changed.
Yeah, as soon as the summer ended.
Yeah, it's getting colder, guys. All right, time to stop dancing the song. Let's go. But then just little things here and there would keep it going. I mean, the way Drake would act out, or just like new moments to inject the song in, you know? And then that big, ominous, you know, once he announced that he was doing the Super Bowl, Kendrick, it was like, shit, here we go again. And then once he announced the tour, it was like, oh. He's not going to stop anytime soon, I guess. So, you know, we're used to Kendrick. We're used to Kendrick in the past popping up, making his presence felt, and going away for like 4 years. But it seems like with this era, he's no longer doing in and out theatrics. It seems like he's here to supplant himself. Like, no, I'm going to be here for a while. So I'm not sure.
Well, at least for the moment. We'll see how moving forward. But he's definitely gonna.
Do y'all want him to go away, or do y'all want him to apply pressure throughout the year?
Keep applying pressure. He seems like he's like on the Issa Rae type time. Like, you know, I'm rooting for everybody black. You know what I mean? So. I mean, he's making songs coming to the defense of black women, you know, things like that, calling out all the bullshit, you know. There isn't going to be another person who's going to try to come appropriate the culture, you know, without, you know, being careful, without trying to be slick about it.
You good. But go ahead.
Keep applying the pressure, man. Keep applying the pressure. As long as you real with it, as long as you sincere, keep applying the pressure. The real is gonna stay. The fake is gonna fall off.
Do you think? This Friday is February 14th, Valentine's Day, which is a whole other topic we could talk about. But do you think that with the new Party Next Door album coming out with Drake, supposedly the way that it'll work out is that it'll be under the OVO Sony deal, so
he'll be able to be hold on. Since you brought that up, sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Didn't he express his frustrations about being shelved? Not, you know, Drake kind of stealing his songs. Wasn't that already like, didn't he already go public with that?
Once upon a time, yes, he would drop subliminals here and there. I don't know if it was ever a declarative statement, you know?
Okay.
But I know.
But he would drop subliminals. Absolutely. It was known in the culture that he was feeling a kind of way because Drake would, you know, take his songs, make them for him and, you know, things like that, not really go full force with his album, right. You know?
I believe he might have even written the Rihanna.
Yeah, he wrote some songs for Drake.
Yeah, he did.
And then isn't that him singing? Didn't he do the work reference?
I believe he did.
You know, he did the work reference, record for Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Rihanna. So how come now that you lost this battle rap, now you have the time to invest in your artists and drop this album with your artists, and you want to make it a Valentine's love R&B album? So if it doesn't do well, then you can say, oh, that was just a compilation with PNDX. Like, man, that's... To me, if I was PND, I'd nigga save yourself. This is my album. Like, you know, you take this L on your own. Like, don't use me now. Don't come over here now.
The problem is, what's the problem?
The problem is PND is signed to Drake, so he probably can't drop anything without his consent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Can. So if I want my music to be heard, I have to acquiesce in a sense, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the way I look at it is like, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of what you said, Andy. It's like, I'm down right now, or I'm perceived to be down. Maybe I'm not really down, but I'm perceived to be down. I need a soft launch to get right back into things, you know? You know, sometimes restaurants do a soft launch. Some businesses do a soft launch before they really test the waters to see if it's... to go or not. I feel like this could be that, you know, a soft launch to see where he stands with the business side of things, because this could be also a way to see if UMG has pulled to block his music or not, because supposedly the play will be, supposedly it'll be like a Party Next Door featuring Drake album, or it's really a Party Next Door record, but I'm on every song and whatever. It's a way to finagle the business out. So it may be that. It may be a way to check the temperature musically to see if they rock with me, the fan bases and the people. I mean, listen, don't knock it. You know, see where you stand right now if you want. You know, I thought
you ain't got no choice, but you can't see where you stand with your own tracks, the songs that you put out. It's like it's a lackluster rollout. You just throwing us records. You know, you like that freestyle, it was like a recording of a recording. It wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, stand on, say it with your chest. You know what I mean? Like, drop the records, bro. Drop an album, just move on, continue, drop the music. If the people accept it, they accept it. If they don't, they don't. You know what I mean? Like,
remember that behavior was present with Push-Ups. When Push-Ups came out that Saturday, it was first a leak with a different beat, and he wasn't claiming it for hours. He wasn't claiming it. Like, and then finally people were like, yo, put a name on it, put a stamp on it, if it's yours or not. And finally, a reworked version with the beat we know now came out, you know?
I think
he tries to backdoor his way into it to see, like, is it working? Are they fucking with it? All right, now it's mine. Yeah, you like it? All right, it's mine.
Yeah, yeah, that's corny. You're corny. Kendrick is just at
I'm
every...
I'm listening, Jeff.
What happened, Jeff?
No, I'm listening. Right. I'll be right back.
Kendrick is just exposing all how corny he is. That's all. I think some of us knew it. Some of us already knew, you know, he was the corny kid, you know, but... Kendrick is breaking it down to another level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kendrick is showing no fear in his art. Like, let's just go. Where the other guy, he's being overly calculated, like, you know, making sure he crosses his I's and dots his T's. But at some point, it seems like all you really gotta do is just go in the booth and express yourself. Like whatever you give us, we'll like it or not. Like, it's no big deal, but maybe
the thing is,
go ahead.
The thing is that a lot of these things are contractual. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah, I'm sure.
You know, you can make a slap that everybody likes, but you're not gonna get paid for it because you didn't clear it with your label. It's like, what's the point?
What,
you know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Of course, you want to make music because you want to make music, but you also want to get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? You should be compensated for this hard work that you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So it does get a little difficult.
Yeah, I'm sure it's dicey.
Kendrick was supported. Kendrick was always supported. You know what I mean?
I'm sure it's dicey on the business, and you want to make sure that you don't get screwed over from releasing hard labored music. But what I will say is, I feel like I was always under the impression that he's the guy who runs shit. He's the guy who dictates his own future.
Who, Party?
Well, Drake. And I feel like...
Oh, well.
I feel like if you really have that cachet, that pull, why not just create something that's dope and compile it into an album form and just make your peace with UMG? Like, I feel like this UMG beef thing is going to stunt us as fans from getting a bona fide solo Drake work. Where really, I thought Ian this before. I felt like the aftermath of Life After Death, Not Like Us. I thought he had a window. He was given a window for the purest angle. Like, I feel like Drake last summer had an opportunity to say a word. Yeah, not fuck with me no more. Okay, now I'm gonna give you what you always wanted. I'm gonna give you that boom bap five mic hip hop classic. Cause y'all always beg me for this.
They always telling him, saying we like Drake on these types of beats.
Y'all always saying y'all don't get me not enough soul samples.
But listen.
You cutting up a little bit. You cutting up. Try again. There you go. Try again.
I have to turn
the
Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, you have to turn the Wi-Fi on. You're cutting up still. But I felt like he had the opening to do a bona fide, quote unquote, hip hop purity classic album and say, this is what y'all wanted, right? Don't be hypocrites now. I gave you the DJ Premier beats, P Rock beats, Conductor, etc. I'm giving you what you want. Hey, now take it or leave it. And if you don't like it, then that's on you to be hypocrites as fans, because I'm giving you what you want. So I felt like he had an opportunity to push it back on everybody, but he did it. He just tucked his tail between his legs and complained, you know? So this is where we are now. So, you know, hold on, I got my daughter here. But here's what I'll say. I'll say that I hope we get more, not just with the big three, quote unquote, I hope we get more... I hope we get more action from newer artists. Like, I feel like, how much longer are we going to have the quote-unquote big three hold us down? You know what I'm saying? I hope we see a change in the guard with the whole game over Super Bowl. I hope we see... Oh, my baby here. I hope we get, like, more change as far as more engagement from others. But, Charlie, what's up, mama? What's up?
She wants to get on the podcast, too.
I know, right? She want to be on too.
Hi, Charlie.
She got the runny nose too. Shout out to kids. She said, "Ooh, wow."
How's the weather up there right now?
It's chilly, but it snowed over the weekend, mind you. Another pet peeve of mine. Snowing on a damn Sunday when really it should be snowing on a Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday. I want a day off. I don't want to be half snow on a weekend.
Yeah. So, oh, damn! It snowed this weekend. This whole last week. It was warm up here. It was like 60 degrees, bro.
60 degrees? Jesus Christ. I would
love this to. This week is back low. It's like 50, 55, which is still not that cold. I'm like, is the winter over? Next week is supposed to be like 25 degrees. So.
Oh man. Well, listen, we still in the teens and 20 degrees here up here, so let's say anything above 40, we'd be like smiling, like, where's 40 degrees? Word? Okay, cool.
This shit is crazy, though. The weather is crazy here, though, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, no ATL for you. But let me ask you, since we were talking last week, I want to ask you real quick, what did you think about the whole Papoose walking out across the Shields last weekend to her heavyweight fight? And what do you think about the idea in general of the bounce back? You know what I mean with the bounce back?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about on a jovial sense, Pap bouncing back with Clarissa Shields for supporting her?
Yeah, he leveled up. He leveled up.
So you would say he leveled up.
I would say he leveled up. Why? Because now you got a professional athlete that you're dating now. So we're talking about a different kind of bag. She got a real bag. So she got more money than Remy. Off one. Like your girl is a breadwinner. Okay. She got more money than you, Pap. Okay. So now also too, like, she's official with her hands. So you don't gotta worry about her like Remy having to shoot somebody. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta worry about her. If she got an issue with somebody, she could just beat them up, you know? And some would say Clarissa looks better. You know, right. that's subjective, but
right. That's subjective, sure.
I've heard Clarissa say that Pap is a good dude and he deserves a good woman. So if you're talking like that, like, come on, how can I hate on it? You know what I'm saying?
Now, I will say I don't judge people, but what I will say, the age difference is funny. It's like a 17-year age.
Oh, see, I didn't know what the age difference is. What's the age difference?
It's like 17-year difference. Like,
oh, no. Papoose is 17 years older than her?
I want to say so. Because remember,
yeah, no. When it comes to that type of stuff, you know, there are some men who like older women. I mean, younger women. There are some men who feel like as long as she's legal, you know, it's fair game. I am right. Not one of those men. I like older women. You know what I'm saying? I don't like younger women. There, even right now, I'm 38 years old. I would not date a 28-year-old woman.
I let's get into this real quick. He was born in 1978. She was born in 1995. He was born in 1978, and she was born in 1995.
Papoose, you tripping, bro? You can't get a woman your age, man. I get it, but see, in his defense, though, you know, maybe he just had to get something quick, you know. The comeback, rebound. I'm hurt. Back. My heart is broken. You know, boom. Let me just. She feeling me too. She got bread. Like, fuck it. You know.
The bounce back is real. So we're gonna get back to that in a second because we all have bounce back experiences or whatnot. But before I just say that, let me just say to add to what you said. Yes, I'm growing up outside person. Even when I was young, outside person, we can't be more than 4 years apart. We can't be more than 4 years apart. And even 3 years apart is like, oof. You know what I'm saying? My barometer is, if you don't know who Zach Morris is, if you never watched Saved by the Bell, you know, on Saturday mornings, that means you are too young for me. If you are Cody and Alex and...
Yeah, all the new shit.
All the young Disney.
That's Sweet just, Life of Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody and whatever. If you're in that lane.
Yeah, you're too young. You're too young.
God bless you. But I say that because, yo, not for nothing. Jay-Z and Beyonce, 11-year difference. But anyway, but like I said, it's not me. I don't judge. Listen, don't
cancel me. I don't judge, but it's not me.
Illuminati, don't cancel me.
But I feel you, Papoose, because I feel you when you're heartbroken. You got to do what you got to do. I feel you, Pat. Happy for you.
When you're heartbroken, yeah, that's some real man shit. When you're heartbroken, you need to bounce back. Because when you're heartbroken as a man, your confidence is like stricken and stripped.
And you're stripped.
Like, you're like, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, what's going on, man? Am I bugging? Is it me? Is my shit not right? Am I fucking up? You know what I mean? Where am I lacking right now? And you have to question yourself. And you need certain things to boost your quick confidence back up. You can do something positive, like go to the gym and just bulk out for a year and come back defined, cut, etc. You can go into like a a talent of yours or an interest of yours and dive deep into it. These are the positive ways. These are the these are the sound mental health ways. But on some niggadum shit, on some man shit, there is the bounce back. And the bounce back is basically like, yo, I need to get back to these streets. I need to find a chick who's fucking with me. I need to I need her to make me feel like I'm that dude. And from there, I'll get the ball rolling on how to pick up my swag, pick up where I left off. But I need someone to like give me like almost like a charge for a car.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Boost me back up real quick. Positive and negative charges. Boom.
Help my ego. Let me know that, you know, I'm not just a bum ass nigga that, you know.
Yeah. Like I actually got like that.
Because
most men do need to be reassured that I got like that. I'm on my A game. I'm on my shit. And once you try to throw us off, like, oh, well, you're not on your shit. It's like, God damn, I got to fucking.
I mean, whatever. We not judging, but if you're going to date a rapper, you leave one rapper to go to a rapper who's not as good and not as big and not, I mean, I get none of that stuff matters. Oh,
you're talking about
Remy. Yeah, like Remy, what are you doing, girl? What are you doing? You got a man, you got a child with this man.
Andy, I would never try to rationalize a woman's thoughts with love or infatuation. I would never try to do that. And you shouldn't either. Because that should be like,
wow.
What do you see in him? What do you see in her? What's going on there? Like, he robs banks? You cool with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen women make excuses for men for the dumbest reasons, for the most irrational reasons, for I'm turning a blind eye to his red flags. I'm going to just roll with it anyway. And it's like, but why are you doing this? Like, I'm not even blocking him right now. I'm not trying to, like, you know, fuck, you know, step on his steez. But why? Are you crying about him at times? Like, what? So, like, I've seen that.
I guarantee you they're not going to, I don't think they're going to be together for a while.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not about forever. It's about right now. And that's, you know, I don't know where I read this, but someone said recently, they were like, you know, you can't really trust a woman's love for a long duration. Like, you take it for as long as she wants to give it to you. You know what I'm saying?
I know that the best right now, cuz.
I mean, we won't go into it, but you have an idea of that. Like, you know, sometimes that love could dissipate, and it's on you to how you react and how you move going forward, because nothing will stop her show. She's going to move on, live her life as she should. Someone say as she should. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, bro. I look at Papoose and I'm like, on one hand, do you. Good for you. I like Carissa as a boxer, a boxing fan. You know, keep going. But also, I would say, be cautious of the rebound, because sometimes you might go deeper in a ditch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. But yeah, man. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else I want to talk to you about. I know you jumped on late because you had a
I jumped on late. It's all good. We could rock out another night.
Oh, real quick before you go, real quick, I do want to say this though. As someone who has been trying to all my life work on my fitness, my weight, my health, it's scary in the last few years. I don't know, aside from that, the last few decades, but especially the last few years, we've seen a lot of black folks, a lot of black men just die off early in their 50s and early 50s. So when you see Irv Gotti the other day with that stroke, it's just like, God, I should say goddamn. I mean, hot damn, like, is that, and I remember he said he had diabetes issues. It's like, yo, life is that fragile where one weekend, one day with your family chilling, just like that, you got a stroke. You might not make it. And just like that, you're gone. And what I want to say is, first of all, rest in peace to Irv Gotti. Even though he was a controversial, polarizing figure in music and entertainment in recent times, with the way he would talk about his relationships with his past
label mates
and signees like Ashanti, etc. Those were rough words and rough times, but overall, he was a man of stature. He was a man to be studied and analyzed for the work and contributions he put into music. So for that, I definitely want to honor the work he did and say rest in peace to him. I'm a fan of not just the Ja Rule era, but remember, Irv was DJ Irv before Irv Gotti. DJ Irv, he was a producer in the mid-90s, DJing and produced for underground acts like Mike Geronimo. Before DMX was co-signed by anybody else, Irv was backing him in the streets before the Def Jam deal. Irv was backing Jay-Z before Reasonable Doubt. You know, that's why he got on Reasonable Doubt for Can I Live production. You know, he was always, and he was fighting for DMX at a time where people thought like Barking Dogs and what is this, a gimmick and the bald head. And Irv Gotti was like valiantly fighting for him, saying, no, he's going to be the one. He'll be the one. He'll shift culture from Shiny Shoot era to back to the streets. And, you know, he had that vision with DMX and Rough Riders and him. So he was instrumental in music in the late 90s, I would say, especially hip hop music. So I want to give him his flowers. What are your impressions of hearing about his death?
I mean, hearing about anybody's death is sad, you know. I just feel like, you know, like how you started this whole conversation, it makes you think about your own health and, you know, how you got to just take care of your body. You know, no amount of money is going to, you know, help if you don't keep your body healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not going to be here to enjoy the funds, you know, so.
Right. Right. Well, you know, so that's a memoriam for Irv. So rest in peace to him. This was a quick light joint real quick. I know you started late, but don't worry. We'll lock in probably later on this week or this weekend and iron out something else. But in the meantime, that was the break room. Good looking out. I'm stopping by and taking a break with us. We'll be back next time. You heard?
All right, guys.
Later.